You're listening to Truth Watch Radio with your host, Dave Jeffers.
Welcome back. Dave Jeffers here, host of Truth Watch Radio, where we apply CPR to American society. We're not talking cardiopulmonary resuscitation. No, we look at our culture, our politics, and our religion through a biblical eye. And as always, before we get started, we always like to stop and thank my good friend and fellow Gold Star dad, Bob Huff, for allowing us to use this great music for our bumper music. So go to his website, Bob Huff Music. That's H-U-F-F, BobHuffMusic.com. Tell him Dave sent you and buy his CD. And as always, let's give you a musical hint of what we're going to talk about.
The more I know, the less I understand all the things I thought I knew. I'm learning again. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak. And my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Even if you don't love me anymore.
It is time to get down to the heart of the matter on this nonsense that's going on with the NFL and just within our culture altogether. I've had it just a jumble of emotions about how to deal with all this. And I realize that I always have to go back and look at my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's my example of how to conduct myself. But what we are seeing, guys, and I'm, don't get me wrong, I do believe we should always stand up to evil. We should always stand up for right. And we should always oppose things that are wrong. But I think our culture has gotten so out of control that we're just not understanding how to talk anymore. Everything's based off of emotion. Everything's based off of, a picture moment, a media moment. The media just drives so much. And it's absolutely destroying the NFL. It's hurting the players. They're being brought. Some of them are just, they don't even know what to do anymore. Because it's all emotion driven. It's all based off of a lie. Off of a lie. And because of this, because they're disrespecting our flag, even though they say they're not, they don't mean to, and that's not the intent, they are disrespecting our flag. Supporters are leaving the NFL in droves. Obviously, we're in the culture segment right now of our podcast. They are leaving. Supporters are leaving. I mean, just last week, the NFL's viewership was down 11% from the year before. Overall, this year, it's down 17-18%. That's one out of five people are no longer participating in the NFL. That is no small number to be ignoring, because it's going to affect so many things. It's going to affect the parking attendance. It's going to affect the sales of merchandise. It's going to affect the vendors who sell the food and the drinks. So this is having a big effect. Now even sponsors are starting to leave. One big sponsor who provides the suits for the networks, he's the oldest suit maker. And I'll post a link on the podcast or on the website to the article. But they're leaving in droves. And now sponsors, and even sponsors are being put in the middle. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle this. It's and I have another article that's on Money Watch, CBS's Money Watch, titled National Anthem Clash Puts NFL Sponsors in a Tough Spot. And they are in a tough spot. And the reason they're in a tough spot, and the same with the owners, is because they don't understand what this is really about. They think this is about freedom of speech. They think this is about standing up for what's wrong. I mean, and I think the NFL is overly sensitive because of the black eye they got from because of the domestic violence, how they handle it. And they deserve the black eye. They handle everything they do, they handle poorly. And it's because everything is based on emotion. People are taking positions. It goes back to my good buddy Steve Dace, who says, if you're a person of conviction, you'll stand on those principles and you're not going to waver from them. But when you're taking positions, whether they're political, emotional, cultural, then you're going to waver. You're going to move. And this is why you're hearing the nonsense about this is a free speech issue. This is a First Amendment issue, which is going to take us right into our political segment. This has nothing to do with the First Amendment, people. This has nothing to do with free speech. What does the First Amendment say? Congress shall make no laws infringing. Okay? No laws. Congress. Does that mean the NFL can't infringe upon your free speech rights? Well, guess what? Newsflash, ESPN does it all the time. They've done it to the lady Jamel. I can't think of her last name. Apologize, Jamel, who tweeted some bad stuff about Donald Trump, called him a racist. You know, everybody's up in arms about that. They fired Curt Schilling because he went on Facebook and posted his opposition to the transgender bathroom issue, and he had been warned a couple of times about posting things about politics. ESPN has a policy against being political, and so that's a rule. That's their rule. And now some people will say, well, you know, Kirk got fired because of what he said, yeah, political correctness. That might be the case, but to defend ESPN, they do have a policy where they don't want their on-air people being political, whether it's through their social media or anything. They fired Keith Olbermann, so you can't say that they're not, you know, maintaining the standard. Keith Olbermann is about as left as they get. But what they need to understand here, and what I don't want Congress getting involved. I mean, my friend Matt Gaetz does have a good. He's my congressman in the Florida first district. He is going to bring up a good point. Now he wants to stop federal money that subsidizes the NFL and protects the NFL from antitrust lawsuits. I think that's a good deal. Now, we're not infringing. If we pass that law, it's not infringing upon the players' First Amendment rights. It's just telling the NFL, you're not getting any more preferential treatment when it comes to our laws. And so I'm for that. I'm also for where local municipalities and states don't finance the building of these stadiums. If you don't like our flag, if you want your players to be able to not traditionally with their hand over their heart or by the way the NFL describes it, how they're supposed to conduct themselves during the national anthem. If the NFL won't enforce its own rules, then we, the taxpayer, can tell our local municipalities, the governments, the state level, local government, federal government, we don't want any of our tax dollars going to the NFL for any reason, none whatsoever. We have that right as taxpaying citizens to tell. I mean, the NFL is a multi-billion dollar industry. How come they're getting special taxpayer incentives? Why are they getting breaks? Why are they being protected by Congress? So I think Congress should step in. I'm all for Matt Gaetz' attempt to not allow the NFL to get any more federal funding of any sort, of any sort. We should not be allowing any of that. I want to go ahead and go into the religion section. And this is where my struggle has been. How do I deal with this? I'm a Gold Star dad, as you know. And when I see the flag disrespected, it hits home for me. And the NFL could not have timed their protest last Sunday any worse. Because you know what last Sunday was? Most Americans don't know what last Sunday was. Last Sunday was celebrating Gold Star mothers and families. And every Gold Star mother and every Gold Star family member was handed that flag folded. The one that was draped over the coffin of their loved one. And when I see the flag treated anything but with great respect, it hurts me personally because I always think back, and I still have the flag. I think back of that day at my son's military funeral and the part where I broke down the hardest was when they folded the flag and it was done with such precision. My son would have been proud of those soldiers, the way they honored him. I didn't mean to get like this. But this has been tough. It's not just me. I know so many people. And not just Gold Star parents, veterans, family members of veterans, family members of those who were wounded and died defending this nation, those who love our country. You're tearing us apart, NFL, media, Colin Kaepernick and all his supporters, you are tearing this nation apart. You are not making progress. But on the flip side of that, those of us who oppose what's going on with this flag, we must check our emotions. That's why I've tried to keep calm, because I know this is a raw nerve for me. And I'm trying to model what Jesus does. You know, Jesus obviously, he opposed evil. He called the Pharisees whitewashed tombs. He used harsh language at times. You know, and but it was rare. And when Jesus lost his temper, or when he didn't, not when he lost his temper, but when Jesus showed anger, and when he was harsh with certain people, three things occurred. Number one, it was focused. It was focused on the issue at hand. When he cleared the temple, it was controlled. He didn't just lose his mind. He didn't just start spewing out vitriolic terms and getting crazy. That's the one thing that's why I've been staying off social media. I just can't stand to see all the raw emotion that's been coming out of, you know, particularly Christians. We can't conduct ourselves that way, people. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we cannot conduct ourselves that way. And I know how hard it is. Like I said, I have been guilty of it over the past, and that's why I've been avoiding this so much so, because it is so emotional. But the other thing Jesus did was he focused and he controlled his anger, but it always caused improvement. And so my question is, when we make our comments, when we post on social media, are we making improvement? Are we educating people? You know, I'm going to put a post there, this issue about, you know, it's players have a constitutional right to kneel during the national anthem. Well, a law professor says, no, they don't. And she wrote an excellent, and I was telling my wife the other day about this, and then I found this article, somebody posted it on Facebook. They don't have a right. They don't have a constitutional right to kneel during the national anthem. If they did and we tried to stop them, well, then they could sue whoever tried to stop them, because they're, you know, somebody's passed a law violating their constitutional right. They don't have a constitutional right to kneel during the national anthem. Their employers are perfectly within their power. And I'm going to kind of go back to the politics and the culture part. I'm just kind of in a hodgepodge of topics here. But I want to make this one last point, because we're coming to the end of the podcast. This is not a free speech issue. This is a free market issue. The NFL is a product. The free market allows us to buy services, goods, products. The NFL is a product that we consume through television viewership, through buying their merchandise, by attending their games. And so when we decide, we the consumers decide we've had enough, then the NFL is going to have to make a decision. And the sponsors are going to have to make a decision. And more importantly, the most important of all, the media, the networks who are making money off of this and pay millions of dollars to cover it, are going to cut their nose despite their face by continually showing this stuff. This is why I'm not watching the NFL. I'm not watching the NFL because I'm trying to make a point. I don't want to see the stuff. I don't want to see the junk on the TV, and the media just doesn't seem to understand. But what I want to ask all of us to do, if you're going to boycott the NFL, fine. State your purpose, state your reason, and keep the emotion out of it as much as you can. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, then everything we do must be in love. And we must have forgiveness in our heart. We as a culture have become so unforgiving. And we can't do that anymore. It's wrecking our country. Well, we've come to the end of this. I'm not so sure how this turned out. But hey, I'm open with you. This is the Truth Watch. That's what we do here. So thank you for listening. Please go to iTunes, subscribe to us, leave a rating and a comment. visit our website, truthwatchradio.com. Also, I have a new pack out. Please go to truthwatchpack.com. And as always, people, please don't forget to visit bobhuffmusic.com. Let them know Dave sent you. And last but not least, America, bless God.
You've been listening to Truth Watch Radio. Please visit our website at truthwatchradio.com.